So, and I've heard stories like this, you know, with bad toxicity, had to discontinue treatment. And then the end of the story is, so we decided to just watch the patient, the tumor went away, and now it's 4 years later. But I see here that you gave radiation therapy.
Yeah, this patient's brain metastases were large and they were in bad spots. At least the one in the thalamus was in a bad spot. So I decided to double down on the brain in this particular patient and offer focal radiation to the brain metastases. It's a big question in our field now. Now that we have proof of benefit of ipi/nivo in the brain, who do we also give focal radiation to in the beginning, and who do we see if ipi/nivo will work in the brain and follow it carefully? That's a really important, difficult question. So how do I make that decision in the clinic? When I see a patient with brain metastases, who do I say, let's get you set up with the radiation oncologist to give you radiation and start systemic treatment? Or who do I just say, let's just start systemic treatment and see how things go in the brain? That's a very difficult question. The way I make the decision is if patients have large brain metastases in bad places, if they're symptomatic, or if they're on steroids, those are patients I use radiation upfront in addition to systemic treatment. And that's because we don't really know how well ipi/nivo works in the brain when people are symptomatic or on steroids. And although there is a very promising response rate for ipi/nivo alone in the brain, it's not 100%. And if I have a patient with a metastasis in a bad spot that I don't want to take a basically 50-50 chance on progressing, that's a patient I really want to make sure sees the radiation oncologist and goes for radiation treatment. If I have a patient who's really, really sick with extracranial metastases, so big liver metastases, ascites, shortness of breath for lung disease, and they may have one or two 1 centimeter brain metastases that we pick up as just an incidental finding on a brain MRI, those are the patients I think could start with combination immune therapy alone and follow the brain really carefully, because I think their prognosis is going to be driven by the extracranial metastases, and I'm not sure that they need to go through this really aggressive upfront radiation for very small brain metastases at the same time they're dealing with so much extracranial disease.
How would you sort of globally compare the impact, the benefit that you see with radiation therapy for brain mets and melanoma to, for example, some of the common solid tumors, lung cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer?
I think the one takeaway is that radiation can be very effective for patients with melanoma, including in the brain. There's this old wives' tale, I guess I would say, that melanoma is radio-resistant and radiation doesn't work for melanoma. And the reality is that's just not true. It absolutely can work very well for patients. And there's an emerging literature. It's not the highest level of data, it's retrospective data, but that suggests perhaps when patients are receiving immune checkpoint blockade, radiation in the brain would even be maybe more effective at the spots that get radiation than even historically radiation alone was for melanoma brain metastases. So I think in the setting of small brain metastases that are approached with focal radiation, melanoma, lung cancer, breast cancer, kidney cancer, whatever type of disease there is in the brain, I support treating these patients aggressively with radiation and/or checkpoint blockade if you can, because it can be very, very effective and you don't want to lose control of that area.